Hi, beautiful people. Welcome back to a new episode of The Flow Insider. I am your host, Nadia, and today's episode is all about SEO. My guest is the brilliant Susan Scheck. She is a wedding photographer / SEO expert who has dedicated her COVID lockdown to becoming so good at SEO that she's now running a second business doing that for people all over the world. Today, she's sharing her top tips for photographers who want to win at SEO. From finding the right keywords for your business, to choosing the right host, to knowing exactly what to name the JPEGs you upload to blog posts. Because guess what? Blogging is indeed an asset for your business. And Susan tells us how to leverage that for your SEO game. There is so much to learn in this episode. It's best if you take notes while listening. I'm not kidding. Enjoy, subscribe, and if you find value in this, share it with someone you love.
You're listening to Flow Insider, a podcast for creative entrepreneurs who want a fresh perspective on business, communication, and art.
Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
How are you feeling today?
I'm great.
Yeah, is it early?
No, it's 12:10, so it's like a little bit afternoon.
Okay, that's not too bad. And you're in New York, right?
Yeah.
I looked up like on your website, you seem like you're in the middle of Manhattan. Is that right?
Yeah, so I'm my office is in Manhattan, and I work all over the place. I work all over, you know, New York and beyond.
I'd love for you to introduce yourself to us and to everyone that's listening. If you could tell us a little bit about like who you are, where you're from, what do you do now? What did you do before? How did you come to do what you're doing now? And then we'll get into the juicy topic today.
Yeah, so I am Susan Scheck of Susan Scheck Photography. And I am originally born and raised here in New York City. I've been photographing weddings for over 16 years.
Wow.
And yeah. And since, you know, like everything happened last year with the pandemic, I did, you know, pivot a little bit and started, you know, helping people with, you know, learning SEO and helping with their businesses on, you know, helping them rank on their website using, you know, like different methods that I've learned throughout the years, because, you know, my own business, I've been ranking on Google consistently on the first page of Google. Mm-hmm. And so I started a new company. I still have my, you know, Susan Scheck Photography, but yeah. I started Scheck SEO, which has been really great and thriving. And I've been helping a lot of people all over the world with their websites and helping them not have to pay for like ads or, you know, anything like that. So they're like really happy. And so many people are getting so many great inquiries right now because of, you know, my assistance.
I might have to book you as well after this. We might get a few inquiries maybe after this podcast. I'm very intrigued now. Did you do anything SEO related like that before you got into photography 16 years ago?
Yeah, so I graduated from college with a degree in network administration. So I've always been, you know, like in the whole technical field and everything. Mm-hmm. So I'm able to, you know, like see how to program things and, you know, like what kind of like changes I need to manipulate, especially with, you know, like all these different algorithms that are happening, you know, across like Google and all these other platforms. Yeah. So, you know, you really have to stay on top of that stuff. And, you know, since, you know, we had to stay at home for so long, you know, that I was able to do a lot of trial and errors on my own website. So, you know, as soon as I learned what works for me, I started, you know, applying those same methods with my, you know, clients that, you know, were wanting me to help them do the same thing as well.
Okay, I am curious though about one thing. How did you get into wedding photography?
Yeah, so I started with weddings when one of my friends from high school, she like believed in me, and you know, I was doing photography as a hobby, and I was photographing, you know, well-known DJs across, you know, like the whole entire area. And then she discovered that I had like, you know, a passion for photography. And she was like, I really want you to photograph my wedding. And I told her, I was like, I'm afraid because I don't want to mess up your day. You know, you only get married once and, you know, I don't want to like, you know, do anything that, you know, you might regret. And she was like, no, she's like, I believe in you. You know, I've seen your photos. You take some beautiful photos and capture like a lot of candids of people. And that's what I love. And I'm like, okay, I'm like, I'll try. But if I mess it up, you know, don't blame it on me.
That's like, I feel like that's how everyone gets into weddings, because of a friend. It's always the friend.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I did, you know, like I was interested in weddings. I just didn't know, like, you know, like if I was able to, you know, give her what she wanted. But like, she was so happy with it afterwards that, you know, like a year later, her sister was getting married and they hired me again. And then from there, I just knew that, you know, like with her, like, you know, trusting me with everything, that I could start, you know, marketing myself. And that's what I did. And then here I am now, 16 years later, you know.
Wow. That's beautiful, though, that you still have that passion for wedding photography, and that you didn't lose that spark, because it is a lot of same every week and every year, right? So that's really amazing that you're still in love with it so much.
Yeah, definitely. That's what, you know, fuels my passion, is having, you know, everybody give me like great feedback and telling me how, like, you know, I made all their dreams come true and saw their vision, you know. Mm-hmm. So all of those things that I hear from people, and having, you know, like thousands of reviews across the internet, you know, like of all these people that have just been so happy, you know, knock on wood, I haven't had anybody, you know, tell me that they hated their photos. Yeah. So, you know, like I definitely explain everything to them. So, you know, I think that's really important. Not only, you know, is it visually important, but also giving them the whole experience as well, too.
Gosh, Susan, I feel like we can learn a lot from you today. So let's start with the good parts. Let's start with SEO.
Yeah.
And talk about that, because that's kind of has become one of your specialties and one of your areas of genius. And so SEO is obviously is something that most people who run a business online with a website, they know they should do it. Like, everyone knows it's kind of important, I should do it, but I have no idea how to, right? So for someone that has no idea where to start, someone that has no idea about SEO, like me, for example, I don't. Where should someone like me begin? What would you tell them?
Yeah, so for SEO, it all depends on, you know, like what platform you're using for your website, and what kind of like page builder you're using. If you're using like Showit or, you know, WordPress or Flow Themes, any of those things, they do matter. And, you know, like even if you're using like Wix or like Squarespace or something, you know, so to begin, like I usually, you know, ask my potential clients, like when we first, you know, talk about what they need, what their needs are, then I also ask them, like, you know, what platform they use, because it is really important to find that out, to see like how I can help them with, you know, building their visibility online. So there's like, you know, like Squarespace, for instance, they have their own hosting, and so does like Wix. So it is a lot harder to, you know, manipulate that data, because they do use their own platform. Mm-hmm. And you're not able to like really see the back end of, you know, like everything that they're doing, and the speed test and stuff like that is usually not, you know, like completely 100% accurate, because, you know, they're on their own hosting. So it's not like, you know, your photos are going to, you know, tell me, you know, if it's like too big, you know, on the site or anything like that. So I use a lot of different tools like GT Metrics to like, you know, see how fast their site is. And it also tells you, you know, if their photos are too big, or if they have too much, you know, like video or too many videos on their site. So, you know, there's a lot of different ways to try to start that. And Google also has like a lot of free tools that you can use too. And if you're not using a site or, you know, like a page like WordPress, for example, you know, to build your site, then, you know, you're not able to use plugins. And, you know, plugins is very important to be able to like see the back end of your site as well, too.
Okay, so would you say WordPress is the one to go if you want to have it easier with SEO?
Yeah, definitely have your website built on a WordPress platform. I know a lot of people are scared of using WordPress, but there are so many great tools out there now, you know, that already have templates pre-designed for you, and that, you know, all you have to do is just put in your photos and put in your copy and that kind of stuff. And it's not as scary as you think, you know. But there's also like me who has, you know, the capabilities of using the tools to see like, you know, how I can build your site for you and make it like really simple. You know, like my site is on a custom site, so I can, you know, like see exactly what parts I need help with, whether it's like the wording or, you know, like if the pictures are too big or the videos. So right now I have like the fastest site. If you go on GT Metrics and you put in my website, you know, domain, then you can see like I'm at a 98 percentile on, you know, on my site. And so are a few of my clients too, because I, you know, work like through the whole night. Like I don't go to sleep till 3 o'clock in the morning sometimes because I'm working on, you know, making sure that all of their photos are like, you know, small enough that, you know, they're able to still be seen and still have good quality, but, you know, get like that perfect score on GT Metrics.
Wow. Do you catch up on that sleep though in the morning?
No. So, I mean, I've been averaging around like 5 or 6 hours of sleep and I'm fine. Like, you know, I wake up normally and, you know, I can't really sleep past like 9 a.m. So.
Okay. That sounds incredible and very impressive. So like to start with, as like what are basic steps to, you know, build your SEO strategy if you're like a newbie to this? Because it does sound overwhelming and scary at first. But if someone wants to be found online more and wants to rank higher on Google, what do you have, like a top three or a top five steps of what people can do?
Yeah, so the top step would be to do your research and make sure that, you know, you ask some people maybe in the community, see if they're using a WordPress site or if they're using like Squarespace or something. But mainly like, you know, start by finding out, you know, which site would be better for like the type of services that you offer. And then from there, I would, you know, build that site and then use some like Google tools. Like, you know, you can use Google Trends to start finding your keywords and seeing like, you know, what you want to rank for. If you are, you know, like in New Jersey or something and you want to rank for, you know, New Jersey wedding photographer, I would look up and see like how many people are searching, you know, New Jersey wedding photographer versus, you know, NJ wedding photographer. So you can see that on Google Trends, which is a free website that you can use to see like, you know, how many more people are searching those keywords to compare. And then from there, I would also, you know, like choose the right hosting company too, because hosting your website is very important. And if you choose like, you know, like, what do you call it? Like a platform, like, you know, Bluehost or something like that, then, you know, you're not going to get that same speed because they're kind of outdated now, sadly to say. But so I use Cloudways, which is a cloud-based platform. And there's also like Flywheel that I know that, you know, a lot of, you know, Flow Themes, you know, customers use too. So, you know, Flywheel is another great cloud-based server that they can use to host their website on. And yeah, so those are the two best ones to host on. So make sure that you have a fast, you know, server. And then from there, there's like different sites like Ubersuggest, which is Neil Patel's. He's like one of like the SEO, you know, like guru specialist. He's always like giving out free information and stuff like that. So if you are doing your own site, you know, and you want some like, you know, basic help, then definitely check out Ubersuggest, because if you put your website in and you see like what you can rank for, then those are some really great things too that you can use. And I think like the first three keywords are free, or the first three searches you want to look up are free.
Okay, so. Thank you so much for these. That's really helpful. Like, this is literally, I didn't know any of these before, so this is really helpful. And I think, I strongly assume that a lot of people listening don't know either. So that's really, really useful. Let's talk about blogging and SEO, because that's kind of important, isn't it? You blog, I'm sure, as a wedding photographer as well.
I do.
And I have heard that blogging does play an important role in an SEO strategy. What would you recommend when it comes to blogging and SEO? Like, how many images should people use? How much text should they write? A lot? Is it better to write less or more? How big should the images be?
So let's talk about the common misconceptions of blogging first, because I feel like that's so much more, you know, let's hear about, you know, like things that you shouldn't do with blogging first. So many people think that blogging is just, you know, putting it into, you know, narrative and then just putting your photos on your blog. But, you know, like there's so much more to blogging than, you know, just putting some pretty photos on there, because you want to be found on, you know, Google and all those other, you know, search engines. So you need to first make sure that your photos are optimized properly. So that means that you have to make sure that they are the right size. Mm-hmm. I would recommend, you know, like 1600 pixels is probably like the best, like for the long side of the images. Okay. And then also making sure that they're named correctly, because if they're in the name of, you know, your camera or, you know, your name, then it's not going to get you found on Google either, because Google can't actually see your photos. They can only read, like, you know, what's the metadata behind your photo. So, you know, your name of your photos need to be properly, you know, like keyworded. So let's say, you know, being a New York wedding photographer, I have to put, you know, like NYC dash wedding dash photographer, and then dash Susan dash Sheck dash photography. And then, you know, that will also have like a number at the end of it. So, you know, like if I want to rank something like on my homepage for that, all of my images have to have the same keyword in the front for, you know, Google to be able to scan that. And so, you know, like making sure that your photos are named properly. I've seen so many people make that mistake, and like it ends up being like DSC025. And then I have to like run all of their images, and they have like, you know, like 100 images on one of the blog posts.
That would be me. Like all my JPEGs have like my name, which is completely wrong. So it would have to be the keyword that you want to be found for, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And even if you're doing like a gallery, you know, like even if it's just like a gallery with no words, you have to still make sure that all of the names are showing up, you know, like all the keywords have to be properly named, because otherwise it's just a gallery and it's just for, you know, people. Like I was on a Clubhouse chat the other day and someone said, you know, you're not blogging for your, you know, customers or your clients, you're blogging for Google, because Google has to be able to find, you know, everything that you have on your site for you to be visible to your customers. You know, so make sure that, you know, everything that you're doing is for Google and not for your clients, because you can have beautiful pictures, but if nobody sees them on the internet, then there's no point. And then also, you know, like with blogging comes the words afterwards. So the words go, you know, on your site, and make sure to have at least 300 to, you know, like 700 words. I know it's hard to like write for a lot of people. So there's different ways that you could do it. You can either, you know, like A, hire somebody to help you do the blogging, which I personally do myself too. It saves me a lot of time and I don't have to like, you know, worry about it. She does like, you know, 3 blog posts for me a week on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And then I schedule them. So, you know, they go on live, and then tomorrow I have like another one going up. So, you know, there's like so many ways to do that. And then B, there's, you know, you can do like the voice to text. So you can like record your voice and then use like whatever phone you have. If you have an iPad, Apple or Android, you know, you can do that. And you can like turn it into text. And then that's a great way too. Like especially if you're like at a wedding and you want to talk about like all the different vendors and all of those things, that would be a great thing for your blog post too, because, you know, that's also sharing some links on there, which we're about to get into, you know, talking about how you need to have some outbound links too, not only like links that go to your website, but mm-hmm. also links that go to other people's, yeah. you know, because you want people to be able to, you know, navigate to those, you know, other sites that you're talking about too. And maybe, you know, they might switch and do an exchange with you and maybe like, you know, yeah. share your post or any of those kind of things. And, you know, that's really important too, because, you know, in order to gain that visibility, you can share, you know, any of your blog posts with your followers on, you know, Instagram or, you know, even TikTok now and, you know, like all of these different platforms and Facebook. I know a lot of people like jump ship from Facebook, but, you know, like if you're part of any groups, like you can definitely exchange with different people. Like if you're in a photography group, you can exchange your blogs with other people so they can, you know, go and check out your blog, and that will help you with your visibility too, because okay. Google wants to see that you are, you know, important and that people are coming to your website. So they'll definitely bring up your rankings that way too. Mm-hmm.
By the way, it's a brilliant idea to record like as a voice note what you would want to blog. That is amazing. I've never heard that, but that's really good. If someone struggles with writing, then it kind of, you know, just emptying their brain and then reading it afterwards can help like with formulating a blog post. That's really, really great. And does like, do the outbound links actually help with the SEO as well? Or is it about the people getting on the website?
Yeah, so outbound links really help as well. So if you're a wedding photographer like me, I always like to, you know, give credit to whoever was involved in the wedding, like, you know, especially like the venue and, you know, like the florist. And, you know, if there's a planner, I definitely want to give them credit as well. And, you know, even the caterer and, you know, anything from like the dress designer. So, you know, and then you can go on Instagram and be like, hey, I wrote a blog post, you know, featuring, you know, your beautiful wedding dress that was on one of my brides. And, you know, I wanted to share this post with you. And then they'll share it with their followers. And then that's going to bring more traffic to your site. And then that's going to ultimately tell Google, like, hey, this person is getting found for, you know, all of these things. So I think, you know, like, this venue is, you know, important for me to, you know, put on there and make sure that they rank. Okay. And different things like that. So, you know, I'm ranking for like over like 5,000 keywords right now because of all of these different, you know, blog posts that I'm doing.
Wow, that's fantastic. So yeah. What are like, let's debunk some things that people think, or even like that photographers think about SEO. What are the most wrong things you've ever heard about SEO when it comes to SEO? What is like absolutely not true, but people still believe it?
I mean, people think that, you know, like the, for example, the photos, you know, like they think that, you know, just putting up photos is going to get you to rank, but it's not. And like, yeah. you know, even if you have like a million followers on Instagram, it's still not going to make you like, you know, rank. You have to like really put in the work on it. You know, like people think yeah. that by using different tools, like, you know, that you're just going to be able to rank that way too, but it's not. There's so much work behind it. And that's why so many people hire me to help them, is because, you know, you really don't have that time to spend all day doing that. You should be focusing on, you know, taking pictures and, you know, anything else, like, you know, focusing on other things that are your passion, you know, rather than getting frustrated with, you know, trying to blog or trying to add more photos and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm planning on expanding too, because, you know, wedding season is starting back up soon. So I'm expanding my SEO business to having, you know, hiring more people that can help, you know, like my clients do all the back end stuff. And then it's going to be like, you know, a lot better than, you know, like having to do it all myself right now.
And like, it is true, because like sometimes, you know, people who have a huge following and look famous and look big, they have no bookings. And then people who have 200 followers on Instagram or whatever, or on Facebook, they rank really high on Google, and they have lots of bookings because they're doing the behind the scenes work, I guess. So I've seen that before, definitely. You just said, you know, like, you know, you shouldn't spend so much time doing it and have and enjoy your life and do other things and work and have someone do it. How come that SEO is something, this is a totally ignorant question from someone that has no idea. How come that SEO is something that needs to be done constantly? Like, why can you not do it once, you know, you set your keywords and you do all of that and then it works?
Because there's so much competition out there, you know, like, especially, you know, being listed in different places, like, you know, Wedding Wire and The Knot and everything like that, you know, you can be like on top there, but if you're not on top of Google, you know, like, even when people say like, hey, Alexa, find me, you know, wedding photographer, you know, if you're not on that top list, like, nobody's going to search, like, you know, the third and fourth page of Google for your business, you know? So I'm constantly in competition with people too. Like, I'm in competition with like Brides Magazine because they keep posting, you know, about like engagement photos and stuff like that. I'm like, I'm going to write like double the amount of words. And then I just did it. And now I'm like number one for engagement photos. It's crazy.
Is it also different for Google in different countries? Like, you're number one for Google USA, I guess. But what about Google UK or, you know, Google Italy? Or I don't know. Is it the same everywhere or is it different? I mean, I guess it is different, but.
Yeah, so I haven't checked it out yet. But if you Google, like, you know, New York engagement photos, I'm sure that, you know, maybe I'll pop up there on the first, I hope, you know.
I'll check.
Yeah, so definitely check that out. You know, and when I'm doing the searching and everything and making sure that I'm like still on the first page and still ranking and everything, I'm using different tools. So, you know, whether it's like, you know, using like SEMrush, which is like a great one, but it's also like a paid, you know, version. So SEMrush is like $200 a month to use. But I'm able to like see all of my clients, like, you know, rankings and stuff like that. And if they start like, you know, dropping rankings, then I can like figure out, you know, like what needs to be done to, you know, fix that kind of stuff. And maybe sometimes it might just be like, you know, a couple words might be needed on some of their blog posts. So I always like to refresh blog posts too, like, especially if the information is outdated. I have one that's like, it talks about like City Hall wedding photography. And right now our City Hall is still closed. So, you know, like, I'm always updating that information and telling them like, hey, it's still closed. And even if it does open, like, they're not going to allow you to, you know, get married without a mask on, you know. They have like thousands of people that go through there a day. They're not going to want to jeopardize someone's, you know, like, you know.
Of course. So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And who wants to get married with a mask on, you know? So I tell them like the benefits of like being outdoors and, you know, having like so many beautiful spots, especially now that's getting warmer out. Like, why not have your wedding outdoors? You know, like, it's a once in a lifetime experience. Why, you know, be in a city hall, like waiting in line, you know, with a ticket, you know, and being another number, you know, like, they don't care. They only need to spend like 2 minutes with you and then you're married. So I'm like, that just gave me so much anxiety when me and my husband were, you know, getting married that we didn't want to go through like the whole city hall experience.
Okay. When did you get married?
We got married 2 years ago, almost 3 years ago. And we got married here in New York.
Oh, beautiful. I mean, New York is a great backdrop for a wedding, definitely. Yeah. This sounds like a lot of work. I get why you say, you know, people should hire someone. So you basically have to stay on it, update everything all the time. And it sounds like for you also, it sounds like you it really fires you up to be in that competition. And like, it sounds like it's like, this is a game. I have to stay on the first page.
I'm a very competitive person and I'm always like, you know, going above and beyond. I'm an overachiever, you know, so I have to be the best at everything.
I mean, it's paying off from the sound of it. It's like, it sounds so impressive. I've already like learned so much and you make it really approachable. So thank you for that. Like, you mentioned Google Trends before to find like the keywords that you need. Is that the only way someone can find like the keywords to rank themselves higher, or is there something else? Like, if I want to be found. I live near London. In my case, I want to be found as a London wedding photographer, for example. What do I do? What's the best way to go? Is that Google Trends, would you say?
Yeah, so Google Trends is more to compare keywords, but Uber Suggest, so it's spelled U-B-E-R and then Suggest, S-U-G-G-E-S-T. Yeah, I'm trying to think. And that site is from Neil Patel, and he allows three free searches a day. So you can also see your competition. So if you type in London wedding photographer, in Google, you can see who's ranking first, and make sure you do an incognito search, like a private browser, whether it's in Google or if it's in Safari, okay. Whatever platform you use to, do that search, okay. Make sure it's a private browser. So it's not seeing your cookies or places that you've logged into. Mm-hmm. So the most accurate search is to make sure that's private, and then just see what your competition is ranking for. And also Uber Suggest will show you your competition's keywords and what they're ranking for and how they're getting there on the top. So you can also see all of my keywords too, and how many different things I'm ranking for, and then try to beat me, write 10,000 words on the homepage, that kind of thing.
I don't think I can do that, but I also don't want to shoot weddings in New York. Although, I haven't done that yet, so who knows? It sounds good. In terms of results, this is coming from an impatient person, but how fast, if you set all of that up, how fast can someone expect results? From your experience with yourself and clients.
So I do have a 1 month package with my clients, and I show them from, everything from when we started till, when our month is up, and I see a result sometimes immediately because, if they have some really old blog posts and I re-optimize everything, rename the, photos even, they jump up immediately. So if they're in 99th place, for their specific keyword, yeah. Then they jump to 56 or more. So if they continue the work themselves, which I do a wrap up plan with them, and I record everything on Loom so they can see exactly where they need to go to keep optimizing everything, then that they can definitely see even more results then. So I don't ever guarantee first page of Google or anything, because it does take a lot of work, and you have to have a lot of different ways to rank for that keyword. And also backlinks help too from other, if you've been featured anywhere, if you've been featured anywhere with a high domain authority, mm-hmm. Which I can, explain a little, which means that Google trusts your website and knows that you're providing very valuable information. So that domain authority will help you jump up too, because it's telling Google hey, this is my friend, but my friend is a new site, and I did feature some of their blog posts for valuable information. So please rank this person higher,
Okay. Is that how you make Google trust yourself? If you're linked on other people's sites and you link other people's sites, is that how you build that trust with Google?
Yeah, so a lot of backlinks is really great. Okay. Even if you want any contests and stuff like that, always share that link on your website, whether it's in a blog post or in your featured section. There are some websites that don't allow for a referral, like The Knot, for example. I love The Knot, but The Knot has a no follow link, so they don't actually give you any backlinks.
Okay, interesting. Mm-hmm. Too bad. Do you only work with photographers or also with other businesses?
Yeah, so I definitely work with other businesses as well. When I first started last year, I first started with an interior designer business, and I helped their business rank really high. So, they had a lot of really old, 10 years old worth of blog posts, and I helped them refresh them. And, also rename some keywords that they were, not ranking for, and then just finding keywords that were helping them. So it can help any businesses, not only like photographers. I've also helped like planners, and I've helped, you know, any businesses. Right now I'm working with a charity organization that wants to also build more visibility too, because they don't want to like, you know, have to pay for Facebook ads and, you know, Google ads and stuff like that. So okay. I'm helping them build a website right now too.
Is there anything that you would tell people like not to do, would not recommend, like what things that don't work, like, or they should avoid? Like, for example, when I did my website, redid my website a year or 2 years ago, I transferred it to Flow Themes, and I was advised to keep all my old blog posts and not delete them, because I really wanted to delete them because of some, well, maybe you can explain that better. why I should delete them, like, so because again, like, it wouldn't be good for Google to have those deleted. Is there anything else you would tell people, would recommend not to do and to avoid?
Yeah, that's probably a big one, is don't delete anything. Like, don't try to like start over, because you could be losing some valuable backlinks. Mm-hmm. And you know, Google could be already scanning your site for different things that, you know, it definitely saw relevancy in. So mm-hmm. before you go and delete anything, I would just make sure to, you know, use that Uber suggest and see if there's anything that was ranking. And if it's like, you know, 10 years old and it's talking about like CDs and DVDs, you know, and, you know, how you're going to get your photos on a CD, then of course I would delete that and like, or maybe even update and say like, yeah, we don't use CDs or DVDs anymore. We now use, you know, like USBs, or we use like hard drives, or, you know, or we even just put it on the cloud for you, so it's on the cloud forever, you know? So there's many different ways to do that. So make sure that it's not very old information, like, you know, that's just not going to help, or maybe very like outdated hairstyles or something like that, you know?
Oh yeah, that's a big one in weddings, isn't it?
Yeah. So I would just make sure to clean it up a bit, but I wouldn't go ahead and just like start over, because, you know, there's definitely some valuable information that you could move towards your new site.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This was really so valuable, so informative. I learned a lot. Thank you so much. Personally, like, this was really interesting for me.
Good. I'm glad.
And I'm sure that a lot of people will agree and find this very useful. Thank you so much. It was so fun talking to you and meeting you. And thank you for sharing all of your wisdom and knowledge with us.
You're welcome. Yeah, thank you for having me. This was fun.
You're listening to Flow Insider, a podcast for creative entrepreneurs who want a fresh perspective on business, communication, and art.